This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Defying both gravity and sanity, stunt bike riders and radical skateboarders in Los Angeles spent this weekend soaring off ramps and high, high into the air. It was the 10th annual Extreme Sports X Games, and reason enough for us to now present this Unger Report Summer Rerun. It's our friend Brian Unger on what may be the nation's original extreme sport, and here is a clue. Yeehaw!
Those who've chosen a career in extreme sports do adhere to a particular lifestyle. But what separates the traditional from the extremist in today's sports environment is more than just how they live their lives. It's their proximity to death.
And I've had both shoulders redone, broken jaw, two places.
Last year I broke my shoulder in about three different places, and a couple years ago I broke my leg pretty bad.
If the bravado didn't give them away, they're talking about bull riding, America's original extreme sport, and one of the most dangerous. 35-year-old champion bull rider Michael Gaffney is typical. He's got lots of experience with pain.
Snap my jaw in half, got stepped on. Big bad hole put in my rear end by a horn.
And even at 24, bull rider Ross Coleman has had his share of hurt.
You get thrown down and stomped around hard and just have a lot of bad wrecks here.
And party boy Ross Coleman hangs on to party boy the bull. Let's see what his score looks like.
Well, here is the PBR, the Professional Bull Riders, an association of more than 700 elite extreme athletes. How do you win? Climb atop a snorting 2,000-pound bull and ride him with one hand for an eternal 8 seconds.
It's a train wreck waiting to happen. It may not happen, but the possibility is there. Kind of like watching NASCAR, you know, people are there, what, to see a possible wreck.
Gaffney has been riding with the PBR since 1992. At the Anaheim Open, he turned philosophical, describing how life changes when a bull rider motions for the door of the bucking chute to open.
Things snap and break and tear, and you might as well be an empty tin can if you get stepped on by one of these.
Gets bucked off, the bull goes down.
Good thing Gaffney's wife is a doctor. Is it worth it? Well, in 1997, when he won the PBR championship, Gaffney took home about $250,000.
Pretty good for Ross Coleman.
Ross Coleman from Redmond, Oregon, 6'1", 180 pounds, blue eyes, is straight from Cowboy Central Casting. Handsome, disarmingly polite, and accomplished for being not quite 25 years old. In 2001, he earned $315,000 bull riding with the PBR. The salary isn't a bull rider's only similarity to less extreme but well-paid athletes.
There's lots of girls out there, too, that enjoy bull riders. That ain't no kidding.
The women, the money, the danger. Now, how do I do this again? The bull's in the bucking chute. I climb on his back, and then what?
The bull's going to be pretty calm in there. He's kind of going to be a little bit antsy, but if you turn that gate open and with the guy on his back, I guarantee it's going to be a wild-ass story. So, got to do it, huh?
Now, when a story becomes wild-ass, one must reflect on their health insurance. Now, I'm sure my policy doesn't cover bull riding, but for NPR producer Rob Sachs, it's a different story, as demonstrated by his earlier exposures to danger, risk, and intrepid journalism. There was spray-on tanning, hair straightening, Krav Maga self-defense training, and skydiving in a wind tunnel. So why not bull riding?
So Rob, do you really think you want to do this?
I actually see people can get hurt in the pen, can't they, when they buck around?
There was a girl last weekend that got on one in the chute at the bull riding last weekend in Florida, so...
If having a cowboy call you a girl doesn't make you get on a bull's back...
I think you're scared.
And here, the graceful bull riding of an NPR producer atop a bull named Mardi Gras. Party.
Okay.
There you go. Just sit on down. All the way down. Sit down. All right. Ain't gonna do nothing.
You ever trash talk the bull a little bit? He's ready to go, you know. He wants some. Okay.
Rob, easy. Don't excite the bull.
And the entire time, Mardi Gras the bull and Rob the producer never left the chute. One can only imagine riding him in the ring for 8 whole seconds.
Rob, one doesn't get to ask this question that often of another colleague at NPR, but what's it feel like to have that bull between your legs here?
I kind of like it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. We better stop this line of questioning now.
Okay.
For Day to Day, I'm Brian Unger.